So we're going to read excerpts.
76.
Yes, we're building the future society. Excerpts from Bala Sulam. We're in quote number 76 from the writings of the last generation by Bala Sulam. If they assume this religion, the temple can be built and the ancient glory restored. This would certainly prove to the nations the rightness of Israel's return to their land. Even to the Arabs, however, a secular return such as today's does not impress the nations whatsoever. And we must fear lest they will sell Israel's independence for their needs. Needless to mention, returning Jerusalem.
Again.
If they assume this religion, the temple can be built and the ancient glory restored. This would certainly prove to the nations the rightness of Israel's return to the land, even to the Arabs. However, a secular return, such as today's, does not impress the nations whatsoever, and we must fear lest they will sell Israel's independence for their needs. Needless to mention, returning Jerusalem.
Yes. Meaning, for sure, if we don't advance to the reason or the opinion of bestow and don't advertise it, then all the rest of the inclinations of the people and of the government will be in the direction of not caring of anything of our spiritual foundation of the nation, and will sell it all. Okay? This is why we have no choice but to advertise what's in the basis of the people of Israel, and this is what they need to disseminate and accordingly define the new education.
Not about this. Can I ask something general?
Yes.
How do you see, or at what point do you see the people of Israel starting to divide into tens? At what point will this happen, if at all?
I think that we need to define within the internet such groups where people will be able to connect, to be incorporated, to get to know themselves, to get to know the others through connection, and decide between them when they're meeting, on what topic they're going to be talking, that we give them there a list of topics, and each topic has a list of questions for discussions, with songs, with intros of short clips, in such a way that they connect between them and execute. There are groups that we manage, and there are groups that exist already on their own, could be. And that would all be through the virtual connections happening.
Should they be divided into tens?
It's worth to
and
be
what,
so.
What connects them? What's common between them?
Simply discussion groups like you have now, all kinds.
What's the goal?
The goal is for them to slowly scrutinize the purpose of life, the purpose of existence, what can be attained from our life, whether they end now or in a few years or hours, or maybe they can be a life that is eternal, where we emerge into the eternal space beyond this world. And how do we go there? Slowly, slowly awaken in them a lack for it. Not to end life in the form of a beast, but to rise to the degree of Adam.
But they're only talking. What kind of connection? It's a kind of communication.
The initial form of connection is okay for it to be like that. And what's bad with that? If they will want to advance, they will come to us at some way. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about Hebrew. So let them come here, let's say once a month, to some lesson, discussion, assembly, meeting.
Once a month they come physically to Kabbalah Land?
If they want, yes. Whoever's interested. And like that, it would slowly, slowly... But we need to really do... make a foundation for it, and everything on the internet. Yes, Chaim.
Now, these groups are discussions that are guided by us, right?
Some, yes, and some might not be guided by someone that's joined to them at that time physically, but they have a plan there, and they can take it, and accordingly kind of cascade that way. Yeah, kind of a lineup for them.
Meaning it can be live with a live host, or maybe a lineup. A group goes in, wants to connect, downloads the lineup from the internet, and works accordingly.
Yes, let's say you'd see me on the screen where I explain some matter, and then I give a question, and then it stops. And when you're done with the question and your discussion, you press on it, and again, I, let's say, explain to you the next issue or next matter.
Now, these should be constant tens, or maybe you're coming, you're connecting to a certain ten, and...
Both. But again, I'm saying, at first, we need to be more close to them, to explain. There need to be maybe a few lectures or a few lessons. And then that. We must do this already. And in a framework that is broad for the nation. Yes.
What's the beginning when a person comes? What's the trigger that makes him go?
So that's what he's writing. That's what he's writing. If they receive the religion, they assume the religion of bestowal, then it's possible to build the temple and to bring ancient glory to it, restore it. Then you'll be able to build this nation. If you don't do that, you're not building the nation. There is no nation. There is no... Well, you see what we have here. It's a collection of nations that is being revealed more and more from day to day. And no one can be connected to the other because there's no glue. Because the glue for this nation can only be in such a way. And if not, it all crumbles. You don't see, you don't feel how rotten it is completely. And there's no connection between us. There is none. Meaning we don't feel how much we're missing this connection that the other nations have.
I still don't understand what's... Like yesterday, there was a demonstration by parents because there's child abuse. The day before, there was Ethiopians. What do it cause people to go into these discussion groups? What do they want? They want to talk about what bugs him. Why does he go in there?
The answer to all of these protests... The answer is one, a lack of connection. A lack of connection in the people, a lack of connection between the parts of the people, a lack of connection between people, a lack of connection. Other than that, there is nothing. You can join to it the economy and health and whatnot. A lack of connection.
He doesn't want to go in to build a nation. A person doesn't have a goal to build a nation.
He wants such incidents not to happen in kindergarten?
Yes? That's what he wants, yes.
The second one doesn't want there to be traffic jams so they don't kill one another?
Yes.
The third, something else. To each of them, a lack of connection is the general answer to each and every one.
So when I go in there, so what did they talk about, actually?
We talk about how to be more connected.
What about what I want? That's not what I want.
That's not what you want.
No. We said I want the kindergartens and the traffic jams and all. So first we have
to explain why the connection in the people is the remedy for all the problems.
But besides that, the time of connection is during the workshop, during the meeting, or beyond that, all day long, or every opportunity they have, or how do you...
That I don't know. I don't think that we can decide now about people be connected throughout the day, this and that, and I don't know. But rather, when they come, because it's all over the nation, it's no problem. I come now, I enter some discussion group, I'm there, I participate, I hear. It's best even to do it on his phone and not even, well, on the computer today, it's also on the phone. It's the same thing on the computer. And that's it. And I'm integrated more and more. It's really a movement towards healing the nation.
Meaning, that's the thing, to bring people to connection in discussion groups, in the internet.
Yes, yes.
Can we also combine games and activations, quizzes?
There's nothing to question. Everything that you want. Anything, if it really is to the point and beneficial. I don't know any more about that than anyone else.
There's a short update from Kiev. Vlad from Kiev about the Congress.
Yes, Vlad.
Hello.
Turns out that I talk a lot lately, but okay. So, first of all, I'd like to invite the friends. As always, on Monday and Thursday, we have the Arvut team starting immediately after the lesson. All the friends are invited. That's very important. We're preparing the Congress there. Yesterday we had a meeting with Rav. We got a big package of importance, energy, and content. It's going to be a revolutionary Congress. So, friends, connect. We really have a spiritual breakthrough ahead. We're waiting for you all. We're talking about Moscow Zoom. Everyone knows. It's Zoom's. The Zoom from Moscow, where we have the Russian noon article. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay, send it to me. Others, I hope, no, yes? No, also the others don't know. Isn't there a place where I can always enter and see these Zooms?
Ansivatova.
I don't have a code for entering Svivatova. Yes? I enter. It says there, Mikhail Lightman, I want to go in there. Okay. So it's clear, yes? The dissemination of education, the method of education is a must. You can see the extent to which we press, we will be given the mind and the feeling and revelation and everything that we need in order for us to advance there. But if we don't advance there, what for should we be given it? It won't be given. Is that clear? Good. What else? What do we have as far as
An announcement to conclude evening lesson. You're all invited to watch a lesson tonight at 5:30 with Dr. Rav Lightman on our website, Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. New courses in our college. During July, we're going to start new courses in different cities all over Israel. For details, please call us at 1-700-509-209 or go to our website. Being Israelis, Unity Evening for the groups in Israel, Sunday, July 14th, 6 o'clock, we're going to have a Unity Evening here in Petah Tikva. A lot of good food, music, and of course a lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman. Registration on Sviva Tova or a link we sent to the groups through WhatsApp. Radio Zohar will accompany the friends on their way. Broadcast will begin at 4 and end after the lesson. Let's sing a song together.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי התח והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי התח והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כה.